Well, the weekend's over, so it's time to chat about it. Got a midget and a Jew, so why don't you sit down and listen to our dope podcast during lunch, dinner, or breakfast. Brad Williams and Adam Ray are here for you any time of the day. So come on and treat yourself right. It's about last night.
I don't. That's a good question, actually.
Yeah. Although your headphones are going over your hair.
Yeah.
So I like.
I can't hear anything. No, I'm good. We're good.
Okay, tuck it back.
Yeah, it doesn't make a difference. I'm assuming it does if they put R and L on them, unless they just.
Yeah, maybe there's like some specific like tracks that like Hendrix did where you only want to hear like one side.
I'm sure it's like that for Tracy Chapman too. They're like, all right, we all want a fast car, yeah. And that's a great lyric. Nobody's disputing that, Trace.
I want it to travel from left to right.
Just like the Torah.
Yeah, exactly.
That's Tracy.
I'm proud of myself because I actually get that joke.
Yeah,
I'm like, all right.
Brad's what they would call not a Jew.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's the scientific term for it.
Yeah, yeah. Go ahead and crack that Bud Light open.
Hey, you got it. You didn't have to tell me twice.
There you go.
Been a long day at work.
Yeah, dude. So you guys are in. You're about to finish up season three.
This is our fourth season.
Is it four?
Yeah.
Holy crap.
Yeah, season four.
Holy shit.
And we're signed on to do 5-2, but this is our final week of shooting season four. So
how do you feel?
I feel ready to be done.
Yeah, I was going
to
say.
I feel strong about these 13.
Yeah, the times I've talked to you and Adam about it, you guys seem pretty fired up about it.
Yeah. I think it's pretty funny. We're doing a lot of the same, and like, I don't know, but when you get towards the end, it's just like you start.
It's like the end
to,
of school. It's like when you're a senior and you're ready to graduate.
Exactly.
You're like,
you're ready, you're done, but then the day after it's over, you're like, kind of miss it a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit. Like today, I don't know. I don't know. We'll see how this last episode turns out. I'm just like not even trying anymore. So we'll see.
That's how the best shit happens.
Yeah. That's when you get your funniest stuff.
Way to sell it. I'm not even trying anymore, man.
That's your funniest stuff.
There is something to be said about that because like when you can over edit or over try to punch a joke up, but it's like, hey, man, maybe you're overthinking that moment. Maybe just let it be what it is.
Maybe we just go with a one take episode.
Can you imagine?
I think that would be a great advertisement. It's just this is the one take episode. We did everything one take, no second. Like, if someone coughs, if an airplane flies over, if the sound gets fucked
if
up,
everybody fucking queefs at the same time.
Yeah. That'd be magic.
Yeah, I mean, we all know that they had to block out one Cheers episode because that happened.
Yeah. Well, Ted Danson and Woody had been eating a lot of Chipotle.
Yeah,
it happens, man.
Queefs
happen. Dude, easy. You're gonna come up with another T-shirt.
Yeah, there's Blake's hashtag for the episode. Queefs happen.
It does. It's true.
Dude, you know what's crazy? You're at the level of fame where, like, you can say, like, now what you say and do, which has got to be kind of weird, right? Like, under a little bit of a microscope. But saying something like that, queefs happen, like, if you did, because there is a giant number of people that love you so much, that if you did want to, like, make a shirt with your face on it with that.
Right.
A lot of people would buy it, and that's crazy to think about.
If you really, really push something, it will get done.
Yes, sure.
There will be people who are like, yeah,
and then,
we're on board.
Yeah, and then your mom will call you up. It's like, so I was walking in the mall today, saw your face. Yeah. What's a queef?
Now, what's a queef? Now, and I understand they do happen, but did they need to happen with your face around it?
Yeah.
Sweetie?
That's not what I like to think about. To be fair, though, that is a pretty cool catchphrase.
It's pretty awesome.
It's like one-upping shit happens. It's queefs happen.
There you go.
It's the best.
It's one-upping shit happens. That's a great way.
This is an absolute true story, and this is where we're going to lose a lot of listeners, but I'm going to tell anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I once had to break up with a girl because she did that too much.
Queefed.
Yeah.
Wow.
It like,
came up with great T-shirt ideas.
Damn, yeah.
Yeah. That's okay. That's
she
what I was talking
too
about.
Too entrepreneurial.
She was
just
Spencer's.
Making too much money.
She was
Danielle Spencer.
Yeah.
Wait, did you say she worked at Spencer's?
No, Danielle Spencer. She's the founder.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I
she was dating Mark Costco for a long time.
I dated Claire from Claire's.
Yeah. I was wondering where she was getting it.
That bitch always it's wanted jewels and shit.
Like, she had a midget fetish, man. Yeah.
She did. I mean, well, I mean, why do you think she offers like cheap ear piercing to like 7-year-olds? Because she likes tiny, you know, and
tiny
like
everything.
Tiny everything. Thank God. Thank God for me.
Yeah.
But then, you know, the sex got crazy and queef happens, man.
Yeah,
you know,
that's it.
Shit goes down.
Are you, you're exhausted because you guys are all three doing every part of it. I mean, you're not just acting on it. You guys are writing everything and then you're basically, I mean, you're producers on it. So you're, which means what for people who don't know what that means?
Do we have to say the name of the show at this point? Does everyone know it?
We might as well.
Yeah. Fucking, okay.
The greatest show in the history of television. Workaholics, man.
Workaholics. You know, we try to stay as involved as we can because we can. You know, it's very rare that you get a chance to be able to sit in on every aspect of a show. So we're in the editing bay and we're there pretending to make like important decisions for the show and stuff. So
it is rare.
Yeah, it is. We kind of
that's
got,
why some
like,
shows don't. I mean, it can make or break a show, but it's like everybody wants. Also, if it was your guys' vision from the get-go, why shouldn't it? It should seem like an easy thing to be like, oh, yeah, you should be involved.
Right.
But there's some situations where people are just like, eh, we like your idea, but like,
don't worry, we got it.
We're good at taking ideas and making them.
I don't know if you know this, but we're Comedy Central. Yeah. We put on That's My Bush. I think we know what we're doing.
But no, Comedy Central's been really cool with us. Like, we kind of got in right when they switched, like, presidents or whatever. Mm-hmm. And
he was all about it.
Yeah, and he's kind of been real cool to us and just knew, like, we were doing our thing on the internet and kind of just let us live as, like, a little... you know, amoeba of our own. And
yeah. Well, I mean, that's so cool to hear because you guys got the show because of your work and because of your ideas that you had for it. And
now, Mail Order Comedy was your sketch group.
That's
Dude, that was, you know, before I even met you guys, I was a big fan from the
Which is weird because there's not a lot of people who watched our videos on the internet.
Well, dude, I mean, that was like my world too.
There
so I was
go.
Very privy to like who was doing cool shit. And you guys... we probably all started doing video stuff around the same time because there weren't a ton of people doing YouTube stuff, like sketches. It was still just a lot. People were still trying to figure it out. It was still all cats. It was still all cats.
Totally.
It was still like, you know, videos of Brad being like, my girl queefs too much, you know, help.
Hey, you know what? You make fun, but I was scared of that. Like, because I'm tiny. I don't know if she's going to rip a big one and blow me in the ceiling fan.
Sounds like a tornado.
It's fucking terrifying.
I always thought that was funny. Like, I had a girlfriend who like could do it on command, like she
oh, really?
Had the ability.
See, that's impressive.
And I always thought it was hilarious.
That like, you know what? But see that's respect.
Yeah,
I would respect a woman that
if you know
that.
It. But see, you knew it was coming.
Yeah, this girl.
These
was
are catching
kinda,
Brad off guard.
Yeah she would just explode out of nowhere.
Literally, we're sitting. I remember one time we were just cooking, and all of a sudden it sounded like someone like let the air out of a full balloon. Like, what the fuck happened? Are we party planning? What's going on?
Party planning.
Jesus. Yeah. But I mean, now, like, when you're putting together those sketches, it's just like you guys don't have a plan, did you? Or were you just like doing it because it's fun?
Yeah, I guess that was kind of
you
it.
You mean a plan to like get a show out of that?
Because you wrote
all your sketches, like you executed them the way.
Sure. I mean, the goal always was to hopefully be making money off of it at some point.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I mean, back then when you were doing, I mean, now YouTube, it seems, is just basically a television station. Like, you get paid if you're making YouTube.
Some of those guys,
videos.
The people who put up videos every day and have a million followers coming to see their pop culture recap.
Right. Like,
some girl named, I don't know who this girl is, but Jenna Marbles.
Yeah.
And she's got like a huge following. And I was on a date one time and she's like, you don't know who Jenna Marbles is? I can't believe it. It's like, fuck.
They're stars in their own right.
Yeah. I feel like I'm out of tune with pop culture now.
It's a little bit like Adam and I, we went to like the YouTube comedy awards you know, we thought we were gonna be, you know, some celebrities there, but like we were nobodies.
And then the fucking Chocolate Rain kid shows up and you're like, ah,
Chocolate Rain.
Tayson Day comes out and fucks shit up. You know,
nobody's getting laid tonight when Chocolate Rain's in the house.
Yeah,
and that was him saying that.
Does a line of blow, kicks our ass around, takes some chicks out, puts it on YouTube.
Of course.
Anything goes. It's lawless.
It really is. But, dude, the sketch I saw was your guys' the TV theme song one, because that's, like, such a big part of my life.
Yeah.
And it's, like, it's one of the, like, I can't tell you how many people I passed it around to, and who subsequently became fans of you guys from that. So I kind of responsible for workaholics is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, all the props you deserve, man.
Adam wants some residual checks. No, I mean, these candles don't pay for themselves, sir.
That's why I'm here, huh? I got you.
But dude, it was, I mean, you know, if you haven't seen it, just, I don't know what to type in. Just type in mail order comedy. What's the sketch called?
I believe it's called Thematic.
Thematic. It's basically, I mean, it's so genius because, like, you basically take a world that everybody knows and then you give a behind the scenes look that everyone is curious about but never thinks about, like, who are the people who sing these theme songs.
Yeah.
So you basically have Adam play a guy who goes from rags to riches.
Yeah.
And
in the golden era of, like, 90s, like, theme songs,
of course,
to awesome family shows.
And Durs is playing the studio engineer.
Yeah.
And you're his crazy tweaked out agent who's normal at first.
Yeah.
Right? Or you've got a little bit of pizzazz.
A little, you know, there's something off.
Yeah.
He's definitely into the game.
But you can see the transition of Adam going from just a regular singer to a fucking TV theme song icon. Man.
And then he dies at the end.
Wow. Hey, spoiler alert, man.
Well, you know, it's 5 minutes, but yeah, bring your tissues, man. It gets sad.
It's 5 minutes, bring your tissues. That's also what Brad tells to every girl that comes over.
Yeah, it's 5 minutes, bring your tissues, bitch. I've come a long way since dating Lady Queef.
Yeah, man, you are killing it. Your love life is awesome.
It is, bro. It is good to be a bucket list item. Yeah. Let me tell you.
What I read this that so you grew up in Concord, California, which is near San Fran, yeah?
Yeah.
Do you explain that to people? Because I'm from Lake Forest Park, Washington, and I go 20 minutes from Seattle, and they go, oh, I know what that is.
Sure. So. It's hard for me to explain to people because I don't know where it is exactly, but it's definitely like East Bay, you know?
Oh, nice. Like Fremont.
Yeah, okay. Around. They're Fremont, all like one ball of California.
Pleasanton,
out there.
All those, right?
Yeah. It's like Concord, Clayton, Walnut Creek. It's all that.
Nice. Oh, Walnut Creek.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah, it's nice.
Do you know Paddington Bear?
I don't.
I don't know why, but that was just perfect.
You know what? I was going to say it's like Paddington something, and then in my head I go, dude, you know there's only one. It's the bear, you motherfucker.
Yeah, don't act like there's another one.
There's only one. Yo, has your hair always been that? Because now again, with you guys getting so, like, becoming famous, like, pieces of you now become, like, memorabilia and staples of the show. So, like, your look with your hair obviously is now like,
my fucking Siri is like yelling at me right now.
It's all good. Does she want to play?
Participate?
Well, that'd be cool.
Yeah, what's happening with her?
She's dead to me.
Well, I mean, now, did you know that your hair actually has a Tumblr page?
No, and I'm pretty good at keeping up at that stuff.
Yeah, I think it's just blakeandersonshair.tumblr.com.
That's cool, man.
And there's just tons of different pictures. And so it's either very flattering or, like, that's going to be your Selena.
What? Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Like come at you with shears at one point. Like, I have to possess this hair.
Yeah, that could happen. I'm always, like, I mean, it's pretty easy to duplicate with a wig. I've seen people do it at Halloween, and it's pretty.
That's, dude, that's.
How trippy is that? You're a Halloween costume.
Dude, that to me is making it. Like, there's, to me, I feel like I've always said there's, like, if you have a breakfast cereal or a toy.
An action figure.
Breakfast cereal still to me is, like, something if you had Blake-O's, dude, come on.
That's
crispy
Blake-O's.
Blake Flakes?
Blake Flakes.
That sounds kind of nasty, but it actually makes sense.
It's just dandruff.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's dandruff in a bowl.
Frosted Blake Flakes.
Yeah, I'd eat it. See,
of course you would. You're getting paid.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's your own brand. Why not?
It'd be good. Frosted Flakes are delicious.
But they are, man. I used to do this bit, by the way. I'm just going to say it's because I don't do it anymore. Where I would eat Frosted. I was eating Frosted Flakes for dinner, right? Mm-hmm. This is a low point.
Sure.
And I would sing the song to myself, but I'd change the lyrics. I'd go, I'm sad. And people stopped laughing and started feeling. And I was time to retire that bit.
Because they knew it was real.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was too real.
Too real. Sometimes you go down that road.
A Halloween costume. That's,
it's kind of weird. Well, a lot of times it's chicks who dress up like me, so that's even weirder to know, like, dudes are fucking chicks who are dressed as me. I think.
Oh my god!
I think I tweeted it a couple years ago where I was like, if you fuck me, so a girl who looks like me for Halloween, does it get weird between us? You know?
I mean, like, and like, as a guy, if you're like a big fan, how would you explain that story to you? Like, no, man, like, we're huge fans. Like, last year, my girl dressed up as you for Halloween. Yeah. Did you guys have sex that night?
Well, It's Halloween.
Yeah, it's Halloween. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. It's kind of...
So, like, in a way, you're a sex toy.
Yeah, a little bit.
Wow.
They should definitely make at least my mouth. That's cool. You see those different mouths where it's always either like mustache or no mustache. So
yeah, so for you it'd be the mouth with the hair around
it.
Yeah.
Just
oh my
a mouth,
god.
Mustache Holy and hair. Shit. That'd be sweet.
But you I read on your wiki page that you shaved your head because people were giving you shit about it.
Well, that's absolutely false, Jesus. Really.
Dude, just
false
another...
news on Wikipedia?
Yeah, yeah,
what?
It also said you're black.
Yeah, well, so... that's also false. Yeah. Man, I would like to own that one.
So wait, so what? Did you get some shit for having... Because you know what that is? It's if you have all that hair as a kid, it's different. And
sure.
Kids love to attack different.
Sure, sure.
Just
yeah.
ask Brad it's... or myself.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I was fat. He was small.
He got thin. I stayed small.
Yeah, damn.
Boy, you just gave the long line for a great pilot.
He got thin. He stayed small. They're buddies. And now they're working together in the back room of a Staples. What's going to happen?
What's the show called?
Queef Happens.
Queef Happens. Uh-huh. Of course it is.
That's easy.
Wow.
Exactly.
And Martin Sheen plays the janitor.
who else would do it? Exactly.
Maya Bialik?
Martin Lawrence.
Martin Lawrence.
That would... Now I'm tuning in. I'm watching anything Martin Lawrence is.
Dude, I know.
It's been too long.
When's he going to make a comeback?
Dude, how great
shit.
Was that show?
No.
Oh, so good. It is the best show ever made, I think.
Is it on a Nick at Night or some sort of PAX at night?
It's got to be.
Yeah, I think it... I mean, I don't want to like...
Where's Hot in Cleveland on? It's probably on that network.
It follows that. I'm sure people are tuning into Betty White and then Martin is Shanae.
Dude, Martin is so good.
Multiple characters in that show.
I know.
What like show has a guy, a primetime... Was it primetime? Like Fox?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
primetime.
Yeah.
Dude, what, three or four... Nobody's done that since.
No, I'm trying to think of... Well, Tyler Perry.
Yeah, the, right? Meet the Browns,
guess, yeah.
Yeah,
and right? all that. But yeah. it's not Martin.
No, not at all. Close. Not even close. Martin is the best. Yeah, it had a great theme. Everybody was Gina was hot. His friends were funny. There wasn't a weak link on the show.
You're right,
Tommy.
You could say the same thing about your guys' show.
Thank you, I appreciate that. But you know, dudes, let's be honest.
No, let's be honest. No, you guys are the new Martin.
There we go. I love it.
There's a T-shirt.
Yeah, and now if we could just get Martin on the show. That's who I'm gunning for.
Are you?
Absolutely.
You guys have to be entering that realm of having people. I mean, just the fact that, like, Adam told me stories of going to Clipper games and Blake and DeAndre Jordan being like, and Chris Paul looking at him being like, "What's up, man?
Yeah,
big fan." And Adam so being cool. like, "Oh, cool, man, because I'm a big fan."
Yeah.
Like when
fans
you get
on fans,
fans on fans.
Yeah,
that's got to be a trippy moment because, I mean, for you, it's like, yeah, it's just I'm still the same dude. Like you didn't. Change over like nothing happened. You're sure. still the same. You're still the same Blake, and now you mm-hmm. have people in show business going, "Love the show."
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, and now, and this is even more to your guys' credit. I've been in so many meetings talking about shows where there's.
Oh, you're now like a. It's like we want like
yeah,
people
totally
want,
right.
Right,
we want annoying. Like a workaholics type show like yeah. that. Like that happens so often now, and so that such a shows that you guys totally broke the mold in terms of
yeah, for sure
in terms of what can happen.
I mean, I think it goes back to what we were talking about earlier, where it's like, you know, it's a show where like real friends made a real show, and we stayed involved in all the, you know, parts
in
the
workings.
Yeah, so it like it feels authentic a little bit. It doesn't feel like you're watching like actors who are slapped
right.
together and told, "Hey, you're best friends."
Yeah, it's not Jim Belushi and his and
hey,
his,
fuck you. That was my first TV job.
And
according to Jim,
totally
was my
hot
first,
wife.
Was my first TV job.
What did you do?
I played the water boy.
Nice.
And I had three scenes. I was a guest star on the season premiere of the last season. It turns out.
Oh, you were the Grim Reaper for the show.
Yeah, dude. They can't say after my episode. They go, yeah, dude. This show is.
We peaked.
They are casting awful actors.
I put a lot of shows to bed. Like all the shows I've ever done that weren't workaholics died mm-hmm. as soon as I went
what?
On them.
Like
yeah.
what?
Yeah, like what?
I did Entourage, like final season. I did like a little cameo. I did mm-hmm. this show called Traffic Light, where it was like
yeah.
one and done. I did
that was on Fox.
I did Community, like the year, like or the season, like it went into meltdown mode, and then like
so it's like you showed up, and the next day Chevy Chase goes ape shit.
Yeah,
too much hair.
Yeah, I had a weird scene with him, and then it was done.
Please don't tell me you are also the reason Salute Your Shorts went off the air.
No, I can't take credit for that. I think that was just.
However,
he started fucking the PA.
That was intermingling drug use and just orgies took that one down. It was like that 70s show. Just got weird. Everybody's fucking
but
each
like
other.
you got to do a scene with Chevy freaking Chase.
Yeah, you'd think that would be something, but yeah, that was a big fucking letdown.
Are you Jesus? Are you guys getting to the point that like with the Martin thing and saying like you fantasize about having people like that now? It's becoming more and more a possibility. So I mean, are you entering that where you're trying to write in for people, or is it you just go you still write for the sake of the episode and then go? When you're casting, like, oh, well, shit, obviously getting Celine Dion to play the fucking the Queef Master would be dope.
Yeah, yeah. Well, there's a couple things. Like, one of the things that really helps that we've noticed is it's not so much, like, the big celebrities who are, like, gung-ho about it. It's, like, their kids like the show. And, like,
oh, so they want their parents to go.
If you can, like, get to the kids, because we have, like, a younger demographic, they'll, like, talk about it.
How young, by the way? I have a 14-year-old cousin who's obsessed.
Yeah, I want to say it starts at about that age, which is pretty sad. It, like, bums me out at night sometimes.
Really? Why is that?
Well, just our show is pretty adult.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So you're just, like, thinking, like, God, I remember when I was doing it at 14 and
you weren't exposed to that
Office Queef jokes.
Well, I couldn't watch In Living Color. Like, I loved it. Yeah. My mom was like, it's not happening.
You know, my mom wouldn't let me watch that, or you can't do that on television.
Yeah, like, that was kind
of... That was, like, an edgier... Because the dad was, like, a piece of shit. I think he would hit the woman sometimes.
Nightmare Dad.
Yeah.
I remember him.
Dude. Nightmare Dad.
And getting slimed. She always told me it was jizz, and I was like...
Well, that's not true.
Well, she's like, it's green jizz. And then I thought I would... And then the first time I came, I was like, it's not green. I went to the doctor. He was like, get the fuck out of here.
Green jizz, what'd they do? Like, blow the Grinch?
Maybe. You can't do that on television, man. That's how they got the name. They're like, what we want to do is a big bucket of cum drops on the kids and when they pop out of lockers. They're like, you can't do that on television. Like,
that's the show!
Like, that's the name, and what if we make the cum green? And they're like, call it slime, you got a show. Like, that's it.
So, yeah, just some old Jew behind a desk going, it's brilliant, I love it.
I love it, it's just the cum thing. I'm not going to get it by Nick.
That's the funniest I've ever heard. And it's such a like an executive thing for them to be like, what if the cum's green? Yeah. Like, that's the one.
Some guy just wants to put his staple on it. Yeah. Like, okay, call me crazy.
Yeah. I'm not against the cum, but the color of it.
And then all of a sudden, the network fucking forms around slime. So look, who's laughing now?
Who
and
knew?
Then, and then 10 years later, Flubber gets made.
Yep.
And there's GAC. Which is basically fucking
more solid. It's more solid.
That's like if you come in a snowstorm.
Yeah,
it comes out gack.
Dude, somebody must have found their buddy frostbitten and fucking still holding their dick. They're like, I'm gonna die. I might as well jerk off in the frost. And he goes, dude. They go, I found Jim with some gack stuck to his fucking pants. He goes, what's gack, dude? He goes, frozen jizz.
It's like a solid.
So he goes, wait. What'd you say? Gack? Hold on a second. Boop, boop, boop. Hello, Nickelodeon?
Yeah. Hello. I got another one. You ever heard of when your dick floams?
Floam!
You remember Floam?
Oh, I remember Floam.
It had like little circles.
Yeah,
in it.
little air bubbles or something.
Yeah, it was weird, man. They really cashed out on all the different types of cum slime.
Why did they ever just have cum slime?
Yeah, they tried.
It was too on the nose.
Yeah, they tried.
Wait, now, okay, so
I just figure a guy in the research and development lab just like drinking different things and then jizzing, going, "Can we do something with that?"
Yeah. Just pissed off. It's the last straw. Yeah, well, why don't you do something with this? Wait a minute.
Gary.
That's it.
I know you're angry, but stop it. And he goes, what? And then a slow zoom towards his face.
It's Floam.
And that was the day GAC was made.
Yep. That's it.
Now, are you aware that the Improv Comedy Clubs does the Half Christmas?
Yeah, I think I have heard that. I wanted to go out there. I don't know. The last time I went to the Improv Comedy Club was kind of a bad night for me.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What was that?
I just got drunk and went a little crazy.
Was that the night that you...
I was like...
Jumped off a roof?
No, it wasn't that one. This was way after that.
Oh, okay.
I'm still... doing crazy stuff when I get drunk. I don't know. Like, I went there, and it got all, like, redesigned inside, like, the interior. And I like,
yeah, they redid the Hollywood Improv, right?
Yeah, I, like, flipped out, man. It, like, pissed me off because, like, that was kind of, like, where me and Adam, like, before any of the shit happened.
Well, he was
like,
working there. He was the door guy at the Hollywood Improv. Yeah.
That's, like, where we would go to get, you know, at least a free beer, hopefully, you know,
right.
Beg for it. And, mm-hmm. like, I don't know, just had so many memories, and I was just kind of on a bad one. So I, like, was swinging on some sprinkler systems and like the renovations and just almost about flooded the place. I felt so bad.
Do you have, you would have left your mark on it though.
Yeah.
Do you have a number of those experiences from booze? Like,
no, just
because you're a pretty fun guy to be around with booze.
Yeah.
So
sure.
When I heard the jumping off the roof, I go, yeah, it doesn't totally surprise me, but also I didn't know you super well then. So I didn't know if like you were a chronic roof jumper.
No, I think that
like
was
like two shot tequila roof jump Blake.
That was just a bad, no pun intended, bad break. Really, like I mean, I didn't intend on hurting myself.
Yeah,
I was just
yeah,
because
you broke your back.
Yeah, I
literally broke
I
your back.
I snapped that shit pretty
You're
bad.
So fucking lucky.
Yeah,
right?
I was quite lucky.
Did
but
they give you like a? You were millimeters away.
Yeah,
from,
I think. Yeah, they said like exactly that.
Wow,
like a millimeter from being.
Now, have you, because I know I actually was able to watch the video of that.
Yeah, you can watch it from all
earlier
different
today.
Angles.
Yeah, because everyone, everyone has cell phones out, so you watch it happen. Now, have you seen the video yourself?
Yeah, I've watched it, yeah. I've seen, there's one of my buddies, Jeremy, has like a great angle from like right behind me. It's like Mission Impossible shit.
Wait, no, but that can't be too far. Now, you used to do backyard wrestling.
Yeah, a little
which
bit
is
of that.
So fucking dope to me.
Yeah.
So there had to be a little bit of you jumping off that roof.
Yeah.
Almost visualizing seeing doing a suplex on some fucking poor civilian.
Totally, man. Like, as soon as, like, all my friends back home heard, like, the news that I, like, broke my back and how I did it, they're like, oh, if you was just, like, frog splash, it wouldn't happen.
Is that a term for a move?
Yeah, it's like
that's a move, Adam. Catch up, man.
Yeah, it was like Eddie Guerrero's finisher.
Yeah,
huge wrestling guy.
Yeah, I'm the wrestling
Brad
guy,
is,
so we can bond and Adam can leave
win,
for about
it.
A while.
Was that your beginning of making shorts a little, or being in front of a camera? Was the
That was the first time, I think, I had been on, like, public access television. I mean... Kyle, who's Carl on the show and our director and stuff, I grew up with him, and he had the camera, and we would always make little stupid, you know, home movies.
Dude,
and
me
stuff.
Too, man. Yeah,
yeah, but
to pass the time, because again, as a kid, when we don't have like these kids now, you're saying that have workaholics to watch and to really like, you know, I guess we had Jackass kind of, but that was the beginnings of that stuff.
Yeah, Jackass,
but
Tom Green, CKY, yeah.
But there wasn't a ton of content, and obviously to the extent there is now at the fingertips of like
so
YouTube
much.
To be able to search fucking, you know, kick homeless guy plus cheeseburger plus titties. and you'll see a video of a guy, homeless guy with titties, kicking a kid who's eating a cheeseburger.
Yeah.
You're like, who knew that existed?
Yeah, yeah. Well, and it's got 5 million
everything
views.
Everything exists now.
And, yeah. But I mean, but. So you entertain yourself at that age with the homemade movie stuff.
Yeah,
and like,
totally.
So your version. Now, how do you go? Who gives you the idea to do backyard wrestling?
Well, we were like obsessed with NWO. Like we like
the New World Order.
Yeah, we like followed Hulk Hogan and his crew of dudes like pretty hard. Like, you know, we
Scott Hall, Kevin Nash,
the Outsiders, everybody. Man.
Outsiders.
To be honest, this is how much I don't know about wrestling. When you just said NWO, I thought. SWV, the group that sings,
shit.
I get so weak in the knees, I can hardly breathe.
Yeah, they were tight, too. Yeah, I like them. As
hey,
well.
Hey, man, that's dorky. We're talking pro wrestling here, buddy.
No,
come
man.
On, nerd.
It was a huge thing for me and my guys. We would just... It was like the era after like the golden era of what people think wrestling was when it was at its peak.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was like when WCW just started like running the game and... But
yeah,
then also WWE.
Winning the Monday Night Wars.
Yeah, and then there was still DX going on, and The Rock was just coming out, and Stone Cold.
In the WWE Attitude Era.
Yeah, it was just
And so you guys
cool.
would make these videos the same way that kids play baseball to mimic their favorites. You're like,
sort
you're,
of.
Right? I mean, you're in a way.
Well, but what was interesting about us is we were terrible at wrestling and we didn't want to get hurt, so everything was like mattresses and like very thin like tinfoil chairs and
so you weren't doing like the ECW I'm gonna take a cookie sheet
not
and just
at all.
Rail your head.
Yeah, because you would see the stuff where it was like, don't try this at home, and there's people like smashing fluorescent light bulbs on each other and actually fucking going for it, like bleeding.
And guys like, oh, we just want to have fun.
Well, we were more interested in like the storylines and stuff. It was
that's awesome.
Yeah, we were dorks.
So I was one of those kids that did the crazy shit.
Yeah, man. We didn't want to get hurt.
Go ahead.
I had a senior project and we could do anything that we wanted. It was like the end of the year.
Yeah.
You can do a 10-minute presentation on anything. So I decided to do it on a board breaking.
Nice.
And in order to demonstrate board breaking, I had my buddy Ozzy, who you've met.
Yeah.
He came in and suplexed me through a table.
That's nice.
And just smashed the table.
Yeah.
And
I got choke slammed through one. That like my claim to fame.
It doesn't hurt. That's the thing.
That was our season like finale series.
Yeah. Right.
For our public access show.
So that's so dope. You got to do it. So they started out as just being videos, and then how'd you get them onto a public access?
Well,
station?
We kind of like looked into. Because there was a public access station where we were from, and I don't know if there's one in like L.A. at all.
I don't think so, man. I had one in Seattle.
There used to be Channel 3, but now it's not that anymore.
It needs to exist. You know why? Because like the same reason that it gave you the like, it was something attainable at that age. Uh-huh. Being like, because you're seeing people that you're like, that's kind of like they're not doing it like anything that's crazy.
Right.
It's obviously not on TV. Like for me in Seattle, Brody Stevens, who has his
enjoy it.
Yeah, dude.
I'm yet to watch it. I
his
really
new
want
show
to
on
see
Comedy
it.
Central. Yeah,
I'm stoked.
He had a public access show called Tana and Brody. Uh-huh. Two guys. They would take calls. They would be funny. They just had it was almost like a live podcast.
Right.
And I was in eighth. I think I first saw it when I was in eighth grade, and then watched it all the way through high school. And dude, when I first met him out here, I was like, dude, you have no idea, man. Like. It still bugs me this day that I didn't take it upon myself to figure out how to get a show on, because I had the same type of interest that you did watching or to get it on, where you're like, I want to do that on a different stage.
But
it made me think that it was attainable, because I was like, this guy, I know he's not famous, but he's doing this.
Oh, it's cool.
And he seems normal and likable.
Yeah, so and Tom Green got started on public access TV. Yeah. And I guess with YouTube, it's sort of everyone already has their own public access channel.
Yeah.
But you would just get.
It's not TV still.
Yeah.
Something magical about having to produce 30 minutes of content as well. Like, you got to really. Fucking stretch your brain.
so it's like your wrestling show, like all Mike talking, like the one episode of South Park where they never wrestle and they just do like, and he's sleeping with his wife.
Yeah,
and
well,
he fired him from the job that his cousin hired him at.
What was cool is like there was only about like five of us, so we each had to play about like three characters and like interact and like talk about our other characters.
So it was like an acting workshop.
It kind of, yeah, man. El Flamingo, I still hold it with me to this day.
That's one of your characters?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
El Flamingo.
Yeah.
Dude, I know that deep down you're probably writing a movie for one of these characters.
Yeah, you know, I'm thinking about it. I think Kyle really wanted to make something about like hardcore wrestling, but we'll see.
That's so dope too. Kyle, the director of Workaholics,
who's
now getting some becoming a nice little name.
Yeah,
director.
Yeah. I mean, he's good.
He's great. Yeah, he gets it, and he's cool as fuck.
Yeah,
and he's funny. I mean, you kind of and he's nice. And it's
nice
like,
guy.
Oh, cool.
It's refreshing.
Well, totally, man. And so you. Had the relationship with him, and then you meet Adam.
Yeah,
you met Adam in college.
Yeah, we were. My dad was living out in Irvine, and I didn't like take any SATs or anything like that. I had no dreams of really going for the gold as far as college goes, but I did know that there was like the junior college OCC out there, and I'm like, I'll go live with my dad, which I've never done before, and you know. Keep going to school so everybody just shuts the fuck up about what I'm doing with my life.
Right,
sure.
So you still had no kind of idea.
I was just like, let's do this.
Yeah, but I'll go to a different place and maybe that'll give me some
inspirations. And part of me was saying like, well, I like acting and that's
cool.
Basically L.A., but it totally wasn't. And it was my scared way of like not... You know, doing it.
The closest acting in Irvine is people dressed as Goofy being like, ooh.
Yeah. I mean, I was like,
hey,
oh.
Man, I did that. Well, not dressed as Goofy. I was the guy that walked around with him, but yeah.
Sure. But I was like, yeah, I'll go to school there and like take classes at Groundlings or whatever, which I did eventually. But Kyle ended up not getting into the school. I think he was trying to go to Monterey or something, which I think is pretty easy to get into. But
well, that's a good Jay Leno story.
Yeah, yeah. So I heard you didn't get into Monterey.
Yeah,
you failed some math class along the way or something. God.
Math is always holding everybody up, man.
Yeah.
Guess what? Hey, math, you don't need the quadratic formula. Shut the fuck up.
Chill, man.
Chill, man.
But, yeah, so he ended up coming out there, too, and, like, so it was cool to have a buddy, and I ended up going to, like, an improv class at OCC where, you know, Adam was pretty much the only funny person in the class.
Usually what happens, right?
Yeah.
Those improv classes are – dude, even out in L.A., man, there's a lot of people doing them who aren't – who like work 9 to 5s and they're I want to just get some. I want to break out of my shell.
Oh, sure. There's those scenes from The Office where Michael Scott takes an improv class, and that's a lot of what it is. It's just people going, I want to know how to give good public presentations.
Yeah. Oh. I mean, there's a lot of talented people, but I mean, it's peppered in with.
Oh yeah, there's a lot of crazies.
So you had him immediately kind of locked.
Yeah, I was like, whoa, this dude's funny. Obviously, you know, I'm laughing at him, and then like you kind of like, but fuck him, you know, I'm the funny guy in my town.
Competition.
So, you know, yeah, you go up and you do your thing. You're trying to competing for laughs, sort of. But then at the end of the class, it's kind of like, yo, what do you want to go drink some Keystones or whatever?
Awesome.
And then, like, me and Kyle, you know, would bring and go to Kyle's apartment, kind of show our videos from back home, and him being Adam be like, me and my buddy Austin, we made videos all the time. You should watch those. And you realize when you watch them, they're not funny except to you and your friends.
Right.
It's kind of like, but well, maybe we should film together.
Yeah.
Dude, that's so, isn't that crazy that that's fucking how it goes down?
Yeah,
and
that's even, it.
And so Kyle, I mean, not getting into that school, dude, it always blows my mind that how these things come together because like there are so many things that kind of have to, looking back, that could have gone one way or the other, man.
Sure, sure. And I mean, even after that point, it was like Kyle was my key or, you know, the key that brought Adam and I together. But Kyle moved to L.A. to go to the film school, Los Angeles Film School.
Yeah.
And then Adam was like, well, I want to be in L.A. because Adam's like a very, you know, he's a go-getter.
Sure.
Like, I don't think I would have what I have. I know I wouldn't without Adam because he's always been the guy who's like,
oh, really?
Puts his face out there and he's deals and deals.
He's your John Bon Jovi.
Totally. You know,
and you're Richie Sambora.
I'm always like way more in the back. Like, as soon as we got the job and everything, you know, I work hard and I know I'm.
You show up, you do your thing, you're prepared.
Yeah. I'm. You need me for the team.
Yes,
but
sure. But, dude, that's what's great about your dynamic, man. And that's why people, when they say we want a workaholics type dynamic chemistry, well, it's like, guess what, motherfucker? That happened organically.
Right. Yeah.
Like, you couldn't have cast this show.
There. Right.
Like,
right.
You guys were just the way it came together and the relationships, the way that you guys grew, it was just, you were ready for that.
I think it does. Like, if you really look at, like, our math equation, if you want. Like, if you think about it, it's like Kyle, like, directed, you know, and had the interest in editing and stuff. Adam was just, like, a straight-up Hollywood dude who's willing to, like, you know, wine and dine or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, just funny right out the gate, always performing kind of. You're like, that dude's funny. Durs, like, always has loved to write. And then I was just kind of, like, the weird, like, niche dude who just, you know, I'm always looking at like just weird shit that.
So you all had your defined roles.
Right, where I'm like NWO and like you may not know, but then like the kids who are like, hey, I remember NWO, that's fucking cool, I like this show.
Yeah, you guys are bringing three completely different perspectives. And it's like, because if it was three Hollywood dudes, three Adams or three of yous.
Yeah, you'd be like, I don't get it, or like, man, it's too in my face or whatever.
And what's crazy is that you guys all, though, like, it's like on the show, all being so different, but like, you always feel like that you guys are best friends.
Oh,
but,
yeah, man.
And that's like, but that's the thing you can't, like, chemistry is such a, that's why projects are made or broken on that. Like, when you see a movie, you're like, fucking dude, Geely could have been great, man, but fucking Lopez and Affleck fucking...
Yeah, right.
They weren't the power couple.
That's kind of a joke, but like, dude, who knows? I mean...
Sure, sure, you never
Dumb and Dumber was amazing because Jim Carrey and Jeff Daniels could not have been more in sync.
They were so good together.
Yeah.
Now,
when you're putting out those videos, do you get a call from Comedy Central? Do you get... I mean, how do you find out that there's interest?
Well, we were the like worst internet sketch group of all time. We were so bad at like telling people we were even doing it. Like, okay.
That's a big thing, too. Once you start posting, you got to start doing the self-promotion.
Oh, that's huge now. Like, you can't get anywhere without it. Like, the fact we got discovered was so lucky. But, like, we had, like, a email from someone at Comedy Central that had been, like, sitting in our inbox for months. And we just never checked it because it was just like...
Was it Ian Friedman?
No, it was, like, it was Walter Newman.
Nice.
But Ian, we were working with too. Yeah. And it was like.
He loves you guys.
Yeah. He was weighing it. And he might have thrown our name out there too. So then, I don't know. It was just like inner workings. People in Comedy Central were watching it and like bringing us in. But yeah, we.
So then you respond to that email and you're like.
Yeah. It's like, you want to. We'll come in for a meeting, pitch ideas. And we didn't really know what the hell we were doing.
Had you had taken any meetings before that, or was that like your first one?
Yeah. Like, we were working with like all those websites of the time, like stupidvideos.com and like
so many, man.
There were so many that are just gone.
Yeah, there's break.com and a couple other e-bombs world, things like that.
Yeah, like there were Super Deluxe was one that like I think was affiliated with Cartoon Network or something, but there were so many. It was like a Wild West time.
And when you go in for that meeting, it's one of these situations where you hear there was magic in the room. Like did you all walk out and do that high five where they like do a freeze frame when you're all like midair, or did you walk out going, all right, well, that happened?
Yeah, well, I mean, there was a bunch of people at the table, like Ian, I think, was there, and Walter, and like the president at the time, some girl, this dude Seth Cohen, like everybody's there, and you know, we don't know what the. I think it helped us that we didn't understand really what was happening,
because for people don't understand, that doesn't just happen. You don't have a meeting, your first meeting, with all the heads.
Right.
That doesn't occur.
Yeah, we didn't know any better.
Yeah, like your first meeting is like with an intern most of the time, and they report to someone who maybe then brings you back for a second.
Right.
So, yeah, like you said, you guys didn't know how big it really was when all of them – because you guys were just thinking, oh, yeah, they do this with – every internet video that ever gets made.
Well, and I think
Chocolate Rain's got his own show coming out next month.
Well, and I think part of it also was like with even like Tayson Day, Chocolate Rain Man, or whatever. It's like
that's Sean Kemp, Chocolate Rain Man. Yeah. The Chocolate Rain Man. Yeah. Chocolate Rain Man. That's actually one of his kids' names.
Yeah, totally. I never remember thinking like it wasn't going to happen though. Mm-hmm. You know, we went in there and it was kind of like, let's pitch this idea and then let's do it. You know, it's not like we were going in there not to make the show.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, when they said, yeah, let's make a pilot presentation, it was like, oh, okay, let's kick this thing's ass. Let's work really hard.
And you're ready for
it. Put out the best product, which, you know, that we can make. And
now, like, is there any sort of, like, once you know, okay, now you're doing it for real. Now there's, because before you're making internet videos and it's just all you guys. But once you know, like, oh, shit,
there's money involved.
Yeah, this is for something.
Stakes.
Yeah, was there some sort of added pressure? Did people want to step up and do more than they were doing before? Or was it pretty agreed upon, like, hey, let's just kind of do the same stuff that we've been doing because that's what got us here?
We've always been – I think one of our main strengths as a crew was we've always been really disciplined, like, before we were making money off of it or anything, when we were making YouTube videos, you know, we were getting index cards and like taping them up to the wall and saying, we want to do this sketch this weekend, this sketch this weekend. Wow. Like, you know, how much is this going to cost us? So we were always like our own boss. And like, you know, whereas you can come out to Hollywood and get lost and just drinking on the weekend
And talk about making those boards with sketches.
Yeah, right.
Next week, man, we just made this board. We're going to start making sketches.
Yeah,
you just go around telling people that you're going to do that.
Sure, and that's your line with chicks at a bar. Like, well, I'm in a sketch group. And like,
it works. Sure. Some dudes are fucking killing it with just the idea of doing cool shit.
Right, or maybe you have like one funny video under your belt that will get you a blowjob, you know? But
well, hey, Adam and I were at the Saddle Ranch last night, and nice. we watched
not
this
bragging.
One guy we watched this one guy with a bass, and we know that we really strongly feel he doesn't actually play bass.
Right.
He just walks around with the bass and be like, yeah, whatever, chicks, it's my bass.
Yeah, totally.
Dude, I got hired at a restaurant, Fleming's, a steak restaurant, downtown L.A.
That's nice.
Because the guy said he saw my Kermit the Frog Two Girls One Cup reaction video.
There you go.
And thought, that guy's going to get some butts in the seats of the Flemings.
Well, dude, he just was like a huge fan of that. And
I
goes,
like your work ethic.
Dude, you're taking fucking iconic children's characters and making them beat off the girls pooping on their mouths.
Nice.
Here's a Fleming's apron.
We need more.
Let me tell you something. Can you shine silverware? And, dude, it was, but it really, here's what's crazy to me now. Like, you're the fan attention and, like, following you guys have is bananas. And, like, things like Comic-Con now, when you guys go and, like, are a big attraction, because now Comic-Con has gotten away from just, you know, come see the fucking new Batman magazine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or is there a Batman magazine? There should be.
There is.
Should. I think they call them comic books.
Oh, right.
Magazine con.
I sound like a fucking old parent who's like still trying to be.
I found you Batman magazines. They're all sticky with gag.
Yeah.
But now you guys go and you do the, what are they called?
Panels.
Yeah, panels. Yeah. And yours is packed right after, like, Robert Downey Jr. is talking about the next Iron Man movie.
Yeah.
And that's packed. But then you guys come in, and your fans are so fucking dedicated.
Dude, our fans are nuts, man.
And they're just screaming, tight butthole, and let's keep it weird.
Yeah.
Which, that's the other thing, too. You guys creating catchphrases, that's like a fucking dream of everybody. Like, like we just said, queef happens.
Yeah.
But, like, the fact that people are yelling that shit at you, does that ever get weird, or are you just like...
I mean, I've gotten pretty used to it now, but...
Adam's got that joke about people saying tight butthole to him in public.
You know, it was a room joke where we're like, wouldn't it be funny if tight butthole was a catchphrase that we started? And then it did, you know? And then, like, we always pushed it, and now it's almost like, oh, damn, what did we do?
Now we're out in public, and people are yelling tight butthole at us. You're like trying to be on a first date with a girl, and so, hey, tight butthole!
Happened so much, so much. Just walking through, like... You know, just how many are in your party? Like two. And then while you're walking to sit down, some dude's like, hey, tight butthole. And the chick's just like, why is
he saying
that? By
the way, the laugh that you did is for sure the guy who, hey, man. He always prefaces it with like, oh, you're going to find this as funny as I just did in my head before I said it.
But, you know, it's part of the job.
Part of the deal,
man. Yes.
Yeah. Is.
But I don't know. It's weird. It is weird to how... You know, our fans are cool.
I mean, I mentioned the half Christmas things that they do at the improv. Then they did them at like, all the improvs.
Yeah.
It wasn't just the Hollywood, because they booked me to do the half Christmas show at the Ontario Improv.
Because of our episode.
Yeah.
Which
was the most fun ever.
Like, the fans brought foam fingers.
Right.
That were in the shape of the tight butthole.
Well, you know
what? It was insane.
I mean, I think about it a lot, and I try to think of why, but part of it is our show is kind of like a party show or whatever.
Yeah.
We encourage drinking and trying to get laid and stuff. And I think that as a fan of the show, if you are a fan of the show, is you go to those events thinking you're meeting like-minded people who are like, hey, you want to smoke a blunt?
Or yeah, well, like, hey, you want to drink and get laid too?
Yeah.
Well, not with each other, but hopefully chicks are involved.
Well, I think you show up and you realize it's all dudes, but like in your mind, you're hoping there's, you know, some of the chicks who are hollering at us all the time, you know? So
yeah, there was one time, this is like during the Insomniac days, I was opening up for Dave Attell, and like we went out to the bars, and I thought like, all right, I'm gonna watch like there's gonna be mad pussy coming at Dave, and I'm gonna get like the ones that the fucking stragglers. It was all dudes, like it was just all dudes coming at Dave. Love Insomniac. Like, do you get that kind of thing when you go out? Is it all dudes, or do you have like girls coming up
just
as well?
Point blank, man.
Just guys in their 50s.
It's a lot of dudes. A lot of dudes. I mean, a lot of the girls are like via Twitter. Like, girls are kind of just internet gremlins now, you know? But there's some that show up in San Diego when we do like Comic-Con and all that, but
dressed up as you.
But
being like, you ever wanted to fuck yourself?
I mean, just for myself, I mean, I don't know if this has come out right, but I never intended making a comedy that was geared towards women, really.
Sure.
You wrote what you know.
Four dudes, by dudes.
You wrote what was funny. And for all our female listeners, before you think, well, I'm going to hit up Blake on Twitter, just know there is a Mrs. Blake.
There is.
Gorgeous.
Awesome. And actually, if you type in Blake Anderson into Google, it finishes it and says wife.
Right. Yeah.
So
because
she's got to be stoked about that.
Yeah. I think she's pretty pumped. I don't know.
She's a dope chick.
It doesn't keep away some of the girls as far as the internet goes, but
that's so weird.
But she's chill. She knows that like it's all that attention is a part of.
Sure, and yeah. I mean, as soon as it's not there, you know, I don't have a job anymore, so, yeah. You know, you got to take a little bit here and there.
Yeah, and it's so crazy that you say that, because people come up to me and they're like, hey, man, you're funny, but you hear that all the time. It's like, well, yeah, but if I stop hearing it...
yeah, that's means when you're like, oh, shit.
I'm not doing my job right anymore. Happening. So,
yeah.
So, yeah, it's just kind of it's kind of par for the course. And how did you and your wife meet? Did you know each other before?
No, just
she was one of your wrestling competitors in the backyard.
She was dressed at me at Halloween, and I'm like, hey, guys, watch me fuck me.
And then if that was the real story,
that would be so
Mommy, how did you meet Daddy? Well, Mommy got drunk and put on a long wig.
Dude, I think you got your next late night talk show fucking story. That's really funny.
Totally, man. But no, I mean, I guess I met her just like you'd meet any woman you end up marrying, just at a bar, drunk, hollering at her.
All right.
Yeah.
And it worked.
Would you do if I mean, do you? What do you think about people online dating or Tinder? I mean, all that shit. Do you think it's just?
Oh, I think it's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
I hope it's any working out for people.
Totally. I think any way to cut out the bullshit and let people meet, because, dude, it's when you put yourself, you know, you can remember back to it. I mean, and you know, and I'm in it now where it's like trying to meet somebody super dope. I think that's why when I look at my friends or hear about buddies getting married, mm-hmm. I'm like. Yeah, I mean, it makes it, because it's like you know how to really find somebody who's not. We're all a little crazy.
Sure.
Seal said that, and he's goddamn right. Yeah. But like,
so did Tracy Chapman.
You got a fast car. I'm going to drive a little reckless. Yeah. And, but so it really is like, so if whether it's online dating or, I mean, Tinder, I don't think is the way that you're.
No, you're going.
Well, maybe people are falling in love on it, though.
I don't
probably.
Know. I'm so curious about Tinder. Like, Tinder is the kind of
my
thing.
My buddy created it from college. He's going to be on this in 2 weeks.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Bananas. I had no idea. I found out a week ago that he created it.
Oh.
And it's this Persian guy named Mateen. And, dude, it blows my mind. That's
the kind of, like, app or whatever the fuck you want to call it that makes you want to be single again, just so you could throw your – see what is it about.
What the hell
like,
happens?
In my mind, it's a heavenly place. Of course, it's probably a terrible
network. Well, the grass is always greener.
Yeah. Predators.
Yeah. Yes.
But, like, I'm like, what if I put my famous little mug out into the Tinder universe? And
of course.
It's just, like, blowjob
city. It's the what if.
Dude,
yeah. The what if is going to fucking knock at your door. Everybody's
you
the
know,
end of time.
The older I get, the more I'm learning to tune out the what if.
Yeah.
It's just never as good as you think it's going to be.
It's not.
That's when you find that special lady you just that you can actually stand.
I feel like if we had an audio of Chocolate Rain, I would play it right now.
That chocolate, like a real like unplugged version.
Yeah.
Chocolate Rain unplugged.
But dude, it's gonna be for our kids. Like, dude, like internet dating now. I always think about this. Like, for my nieces who are four, they're still you know 3-4 years away from years away from dating.
Sure.
Wait, 3-4 years. Wait.
I'm hoping. Hey, dude. I drop that in that subtly sometimes and people just go along with it.
Well, I don't know what your family's like. It's like, whatever.
My uncle is Roman Polanski.
I'm so protective. But, like, they're, like, I mean, you know, they're my favorite things on the planet. Mm-hmm. But, like, being four now and starting to become people and, like, talking about, not even talk about boys, but, like, I'll be like, how was your day today? Cool. You know, Kip gave me a cookie. I'm like, the fuck is Kip?
Yeah. Is that a chick?
Is that a dude? Is that a little bit of both?
Is he a homo? Kip? What kind of name is Kip?
You're like,
we were on the seesaw. What is that, like Kitty 69?
Yeah. What's happening? You sit Kip down, like, what are your plans for the future? I don't know, nap time?
Yeah. Learn how to spell?
Oh, man.
It's
a crazy world. I don't know what's going to happen to kids, man. There's just, porno is too readily available. It just really is.
And you know what? That's not even like an older adult thing to say.
Because no matter what you Google, porn comes up.
It's not fun. You've taken away one of the funnest memories of childhood. Like,
dude, I tried to order a pizza last night. I typed in pizza. Google goes, you want to fuck a pizza? Yeah. I'm like, dude, no.
Pizza ass.
Pizza ass.
Big ass. Sausage pizza. Pizza. Yeah.
It's just, I don't know. I don't want to sound like an old dude or whatever, but like, it was like such a treasure just to see titties finding a porno magazine was.
I remember turning 18.
It was the biggest deal.
You would ejaculate, but dust because you couldn't yet.
Yeah, you just like I remember turning 18, and the day of my birthday, I walked into a liquor store. I was like, one Playboy, please.
Yeah. I thought you were going to say, one porno, please, which would have been even better.
Dude, I used to stay up the wee hours of the night just watching... Scrambled porn.
Spice Channel. Spice Channel.
You could hear the noises. It's right.
Isn't that crazy? You could make out. You saw. You're like, I think that was a toe.
Oh my God.
Was it a dick?
Dude.
It's a dick toe. Still hot.
Oh, that's the best. And everybody's robbed of that now.
And guess what? And the stories were great.
Yeah.
In scrambled porn.
Yeah, they were great.
The acting. Really just, the acting
well, because you had
on.
To pay attention to it.
Yeah.
Dude, that's, by the way, that might be a way if you're like, if you're a struggling actor and you're like, I'm going to do porn, but I don't want anybody to know about it. Like, well, there's channel 78. Nobody can tell
you. It's just scrambled porn.
Yeah.
You can't even buy it.
Yeah.
It just throws me back. It's the only thing that gets me hard. Everybody needs to be green tint and fucking their heads are in the left hand corner.
The colors were so off.
Yeah.
There were some, and they would like replay some, and but I swear that this was true. Some porno, like the same pornos would get clear like at the same times.
Yeah.
So
no,
like,
it's true.
If you recognize one, you're like, oh shit, in like 20 minutes, it's going to be a great shot of a titty.
Well, I imagine if we go back and look at the science, it was probably like some program that they plugged into every video and they didn't like scramble them every time differently. It's probably just like a tape or
right,
something.
Right. Yeah.
I don't know.
It was the same one.
You're fucking the way that you just end up dropping that, be like, dude, I wanted to figure that out right there. But.
Yeah, and then I realized it didn't make sense at all. But anyways, how's this Bud Light doing?
How is it? What is your drink of choice? Is there a beer that sponsors? Okay, so you're not.
No, I'm not held down by anybody. Even though there are, I don't know if I can talk about it.
Okay, well,
there are people that are
hopefully some cool shit's coming up via beer companies.
That's good. It's about time for somebody.
I know what we have a problem because our characters drink a little irresponsibly, and because our audience skews a little younger.
But, right. Dude, that's. And that would be another reason it would keep me up at night. Hey, fucking 12-year-olds, you're holding me back from beer money.
Yeah.
Stop watching.
Yeah.
Stop.
Let dad fucking have the remote.
What, your clothing line?
Yeah. I do that with my lady, boardteenager.com. It's called Teenage Clothing. We're kind of working on that.
It's so dope.
Yeah, thanks, man. Yeah, I mean, it was just like something.
You always look like clothes.
I've always liked at least
t-shirts. Which
is
a weird thing to say, but like, I mean.
Mostly t-shirts. Yeah. Like, I remember always just collecting. I mean, it goes back to my NWO days or whatever, but I had.
Get so weak in the
Yeah. I would always have, try to collect almost every Hulk Hogan shirt in existence. Wow.
Yeah,
Brad just perked.
Yeah,
just got,
buddy. I was like, wait, what? Yeah. Hulk Hogan shirts?
Dude, he was looking down, looking up for your clothing website. And when you said, you start to sound out Hulk, and he went,
Yeah. So.
There you go.
Dude, I don't know. Just kind of
and it's very colorful.
What's the website again?
Yeah, boardteenager.com.
Love that.
And you do have a sense of style. I commented on your Jeep pulling up.
Yeah.
Adam, his Jeep is wrapped like in the American flag.
Yeah, it's USA
paint.
All
it's
the way.
Painted American flag.
I was gonna say
the
it was
entire
wrapped
thing.
In Blake Blake's.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. That if I get the deal, I'll rewrap
in the American flag. That's so dope.
Well,
yeah.
Eagle on the hood and everything.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Like his Jeep is a Toby Keith song.
Yeah. Just, hell yeah.
Just come to life.
Hell yeah.
I'm trying to go to a Stagecoach this year. That's like
what
country,
is that?
Country Coachella.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Country Coachella.
A lot of babes. A lot of babes.
Country
bumpkins. Woo.
Dude, I mean.
Farmer's daughters, man. Yeah. Tell you what.
I mean,
it's good time.
I never even.
Reese
Witherspoon
lookalikes.
Yeah, going back to the Tinder and all that or finding a girl to wrap up, I never did try with like a country girl. I bet they're great.
There's an appeal to that, man.
Yeah, I bet
because
they're
sweet. They're so. Well, just they're so unaware of like this stuff, the entertainment world, I feel like, to a certain degree.
Yeah.
And they love their families and they're like. I don't know, man. Like, they all cook, which is super attractive to me.
Oh, yeah. It's,
you know, I'm like, I have a girl over. I'm like, hey, can I help you to some toast? They're like, you can show me the fucking door.
Yeah.
I don't know if any man has ever prepared bagel bites for you before, but I can totally do that.
Have you ever had Campbell's Chunky or beef and cheddar?
And by the way, Campbell's Chunky is not a euphemism for my dick. It's actually Campbell's Chunky soup.
I don't know if you've had cold instant oatmeal, but it's actually better that way.
It's actually, dude, if you say it in a deep, sexy voice like that, they'll buy into it. It's actually better cold, baby.
You just put it in for 30 seconds.
Now, take it out and let your mouth do the work.
It's funny you say that, like with the Tinder and like the country girls, because with all the dating websites, I think the worst one is actually the country girl website, which is the farmersonly.com.
Oh, yeah. Why?
Have you seen that?
Like my dad texted me about that. My dad will text me just ideas for funny stuff. He just texts me like farmers.com, and then he just goes, do something.
Is it because they're like racist or they're fucking cheap or...
She's really lonely and out walking the cornfield again.
Mm-hmm. It's a joke.
Yeah.
This is it.
Ever find this true love?
Who the fuck
not
is that guy?
Out with us all day.
These are animals talking.
Are you serious?
Until we met on Farmers Only.
FarmersOnly.com is the new online dating site for farmers, ranchers, and good old country folks.
You don't have to be lonely at FarmersOnly.com.
City folks just don't get it.
You don't have to be stopped from fucking sheep anymore at farmers.com.
I love how they say city folk just don't get it. I don't know. I think you just put a penis in a vagina. Isn't that how that works?
Yeah. I think we get it.
We understand.
I just spent 9 hours trying to sign up for pizzaass.com. You're going to tell me I don't get it?
Yeah. Come on, man.
Dude, but yeah, hey, but they had a catchy jingle, and guess
they,
what?
They had a very catchy jingle.
Catchy jingle goes a long way in my book.
It does.
Have you checked the site out?
What's that?
Like, have you checked it out? Or are there? Like,
oh, the
can you sign up, or do you have to like show your agricultural card or some shit? Like, how are they checking you out for that one?
I don't know. I'm looking at it right now. Hold
I do on. Often think about that, like when I'm for Thanksgiving I went up north where I'm from
to Concord.
I drive the 5. It's a long, long road.
It is.
But there's nothing in between it, but there
it's kind of a nice drive after a while, though.
Yeah, yeah, it's cool. Yeah. You can, like, listen to, like, 3 CDs or a podcast of your liking.
Hey, maybe the About Last Night podcast.
That'd be pretty sweet. But, like, there's always, like, houses, you know, out in the middle of nowhere, and you're like, you definitely work at that gas station or that truck stop, but what else do you do?
I get curious about that too. Are you get just people stories like that, and what are they?
Well, because you go on the road, you see the gas station in the middle of fucking nowhere.
What else?
And
is that
no
guy just
homes
only
around,
there?
And you're like, yeah, what's happening?
Oh, what
here?
Else does he do what like do? During the day? You mean?
Yeah,
because gas is only coming and going. Maybe
sure. Or like you know, if you're the during Thanksgiving, you're packed and you're seeing humans all the time and you're interacting for a day, but. The 5 is a pretty empty place.
Yeah.
And that's California, you know, L.A. to, you know, the Bay Area, which is, I imagine, traveled.
Sure.
A lot.
Yeah.
But there's some
other. Yeah, what about in, like, South Dakota?
Yeah, what the fuck
and
are you doing?
And what always trips me out with those is, like, the fact that they're working at a Burger King in the middle of nowhere. Yeah. It's like, you know they have Burger Kings in cities, right?
Right. It's just like, I don't know. I'm not faulting them. I'm just wondering, like.
Are there more incentives? Yeah, because they're like, look, like, Gene. We know that you were thinking about moving to
Gene, because that's what I wear, so I'm going to name her Gene. And I don't want to talk about it anymore. All right? And my son can be named Corn or something, but just shut up.
It's my son Flannel.
Yeah.
My daughter Capri.
I don't know. Farmer life seems.
Now,
hey, Corduroy, cool. Get your ass in here.
Like, I'm okay. Like, if you want to be a farmer, hell yeah, like, be a farmer. That's great. But, like I said, when you're working at the Starbucks off of Zizek's Road on the way to Vegas,
why are
like,
you doing that?
Yeah, like, there's
Starbucks
other places.
Yeah, there's a Starbucks.
Farming seems cool. Like, there's something, like, very fucking American history about that.
Of course.
Like,
living off the land.
Yeah, you're
tell
just
you
a
what.
Badass. You plant your seeds.
Do all the shit.
You jack all over them at night. You send them into the city for everybody to eat your cum or whatever. But like
fresh cum. Fresh cum. Fresh tomato cum.
Ooh, honey.
Yo, get the fresh cum.
Tomato cum actually sounds like something you would put on your salad.
Well, that's what ketchup was originally called.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Or Catalina dressing.
Yo, tweet that. To Blake. Tweet that to Blake. Hashtag tomato cum. Hashtag ketchup.
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't know. I often think about these things.
I feel like,
driving late at
night. Growing, I think getting to a point, too, man, where you're like, maybe not pull a Chappelle and go to a farm, but have the type of land to like grow vegetables and shit seems
or
way
weed or whatever.
Get yourself a spread.
Cucumber flavored weed.
Yeah.
But like, I think to go back to the farmers.com dating site, I think the. like if you like, it was a great question that Blake proposed as far as how, who is there a sign up or like you have to. I feel like maybe they would ask like you know farmer questions like you know if you you know if it's in springtime and potatoes are there's a shortage of potatoes, but you yeah. and you need and you got you know, five cucumbers.
We know yeah. nothing about
and
farming.
You got five cucumbers.
You are making up the
dumbest. Is this fucking obvious to anyone else that we know jack shit
by
about
the way,
farming?
This is how it reads when you're reading it. Goes if there's a five potatoes now if you got.
Okay.
Janet! Hey, get Gene in here. I need a new pair. Yeah. But if you got five squashes.
Yeah,
and
the
two-
answer is C. Come on them. Yep. That's it. Or D, queef happens. We'll also accept
queef
that.
Happens.
We'll also accept that.
Either
now,
of those.
I had to look up, because you have to type in your zip code right at the beginning. Mm-hmm. I had to like look up farm zip codes. I just went Kansas zip codes.
Nice.
And I got one, so hopefully
so
that
you're
works.
In.
So let's see
yeah.
what else you
well,
got to do.
Yeah, that's the other thing is you'd have to be in a farming state to really – I don't know. Maybe if you're living in California, just go to Stagecoach instead of signing up
sound,
for
– That Dick Fuck McGee sounds like a Gmail account.
That does sound like a lot of fun though, man. That sounds like a – there's. I would like to go Stagecoach. I would like to go to Burning Man at one point.
Sure.
I would like to go to Greece, but that's just a location.
The musical?
Yeah.
I would like,
absolutely.
Two. Let me finish. Greece 2, the musical. Because they're only everyone's hopped up on Greece 1, man.
I've
no one,
never seen Greece
no one,
2.
It's Michelle Pfeiffer.
Michelle Pfeiffer.
And
wasn't it?
And not John Travolta.
All right.
Okay.
Now, fuck. Now I got to go look up this poster.
Jesus. Come on, Google.
What's the storyline of that one? Is Sandra Dee a part of it?
No, it's like a whole new batch. It's like Gremlins the New Batch. But with Michelle
Grease the New Batch?
Maxwell Caulfield?
Sandy. Come out. But just don't get me wet, Danny.
Yeah. don't feed her over after midnight, Kanicki.
Like, but I just want to give her some tomato comb on her fries. Watch your mouth.
Rizzo turns into a real bitch after midnight.
It just shows Rizzo like 10 years later with 37 cats and 5 kids going, I got fucked on a Ferris wheel.
Grease 2, the New Batch. I want to see so bad.
It works out.
Are
Wait,
you?
Oh, Shooter McGavin's in Grease 2.
Oh, he's
Christopher
cool.
McDonald.
Yeah, big fan of that guy.
Yeah.
Shooter McGavin might be one of the best movie parts.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, that was great.
He killed it.
Were you a
he
big Sandler
awesome.
Guy?
Yeah, I loved him. He couldn't.
Who were your... your Madison, we touched on In Living Color.
Yeah,
it was big
Color.
For me, too. But like, what got you going... Man, being funny seems awesome. Or, like, what made you laugh?
I mean, I was pretty standard issue of my time. Jim Carrey,
yes.
Chris Farley. I was a huge, like, Naked Gun fan, though.
Awesome.
Leslie Nielsen was, like, my homeboy.
That's awesome.
I started to see, I get obsessed
Leslie,
about things.
By the way, Leslie Nielsen was my homeboy. Is another great
t-shirt
idea.
Jesus, dude.
Bam. Queef happens and Leslie Nielsen was my homeboy.
And,
yeah. And you just have him, like, with the Naked Gun. Just
Yo,
stand
and,
up there.
Yeah. And tomato cum used to be ketchup.
Yeah.
Or tomato cum equals ketchup.
Yeah.
Here's the plot line for Grease 2.
Okay.
An English student at a 1960s American high school has to prove herself to the leader of the girls' gang whose members can only date greasers.
Ooh.
But she decides to not date a greaser.
Oh, so the movie's over.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
So in that case, the movie's over.
So,
like,
because
Grease 1 is like she wants to date him, right?
Yeah.
So Grease 2, she's just like, nah, I'm cool.
And at the end of the movie, Michelle Pfeiffer just looks in the camera and goes, in 5 years, I'll be Batwoman.
Yeah.
Or Catwoman.
Catwoman. Whatever.
Boy. I'll teach a class of angry youth and
dangerous
minds.
I'll star along Sean Penn, retarded Sean Penn.
That's right.
Yeah, remember that? I Am Sam. That's a Pfeiffer reference.
I want to watch that movie again.
Dude, he was so good in that.
Yeah, I watched it way
Sean
too
Penn
young
is like the
care.
Greatest actor of all time.
Yeah, yeah.
He's one of them.
Well, he's crazy, though, so he has to be good, right?
Sure.
Yeah, I know.
He seems a little nutty.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You have to be. I will never be a great actor because I can't detach from my reality.
I don't know. Yeah. You're driving around an American flag wrapped Jeep. I think you have the capabilities of being a tremendous actor.
No, but I'm not over here fucking like talking to candle wax or like, I don't know. Like,
right.
It just seems like you have to be able to like
go crazy.
Yeah, cry or something.
Go crazy. It's like, I can't. I got long hair, a hot wife, a fucking clothing line. Yeah. My life's good.
Yeah.
I'm all right.
I'm all about like laughing. It's still there.
So season three, four is wrapped up. You guys
about to wrap? We got
how much time now before days. The next this time you get to sit back and relax, right? And enjoy. I mean, you'll do some press when it gets ready to come out, which will be when?
January. Already? We are back. Yeah.
How dope is that?
Oh, it's cool, man. This has been the longest break from Workaholics anybody's ever had, so I'm excited to get it back on the air.
That's kind of I guess you've been shooting since the summer, yeah?
Well, like, we came out hot, and then we just kept pedal to the metal, and then kind of just when we got our deal, there was just a little bit of a break in it, so
yeah.
We just had that little break built in, and I think the people are ready.
Dude, they're stoked.
Yeah.
And so then you'll do press, and there'll be...
We'll do the press, and, you know, I'll try to... we're going to really work on getting our clothing line straight, and I got some other, like, show ideas, like cartoons and stuff I'd like to pitch out.
I feel like you would kill a cartoon, dude.
Yeah, I got some crazy thoughts spinning in my head.
And now is a great time because you're a proven entity in this business. People know that you can do stuff.
You got to start taking advantage of some of the heat, right?
Yeah, totally.
Which is out on DVD starring me,
Sandra
Bullock, and Melissa McCarthy.
I thought we could go a whole goddamn episode.
If you're at home, that's
without
been five.
Without you witnessing.
Anytime I reference the heat.
Mentioning your $200 million at the box office movie, Adam Ray.
That's all I got right now.
It's all right, man.
It works out for you, buddy.
Get it, boy.
But I mean, the future definitely looks bright for you. And now, yeah, you can have those
who
times.
Are you fucking LeVar Burton?
The future looks bright.
Don't take my word for it. Yeah. So that would be like a backhanded compliment. Yeah. You're gonna do well, kid. But what the fuck do I know?
But I don't know shit.
That's basically what those kids.
It was.
That's what those kids would say. They'd be like, the dog who found his friend is a great book. But don't take my word for it. It's like, well, then fucking why'd you pitch me?
Yeah,
10
why'd you tell me?
Yeah,
but I think they're trying to encourage you to read it yourself.
Oh, okay.
That was the point of the show,
Fair enough.
Get your nose in some fucking books.
I want the Clifford Big Red Dog Cliff Notes.
Well,
man.
And that's where I don't want to read books. I want to be on Tinder as a kid now. I'm trying to get my dick sucked. Don't take my word for it. Yeah. Go get your dick sucked. Yeah. Now
should we just end on that note? Don't take my word for it.
But wait,
just get your dick sucked.
Oh my god, dude, that's the new dude. But Tinder is the new kids aren't reading.
Tinder is the new books.
Another T-shirt. You've got like four. All right, all I want is free T-shirts. I don't even want money.
I just want a Queef Happens T-shirt. That's all I want.
Where are you on Twitter, Uncle?
Uncle Blazer.
Where's that come from?
That's just from living at the house with Adam Kyle, his brother, and we play beer pong, and that was my name eventually.
That was a dope time, yeah. You guys were during season two, right, all living together? Or season one?
One and two, yeah.
That must have been also dope, but also super helpful because you can...
Wasn't Comedy Central paying your rent, too?
They still are. The way we still got like my brother and...
nice.
Adam's buddy living there, so anybody who wants to live there who
free rent
is my friend.
What's the address of that place?
I'm pretty sure you can find it.
It's 321, yeah. Not fucking telling you, street,
yeah.
On the corner of Gack and Tomato Jizz, yeah. On Tracy Chapman Avenue. Yeah. What other fucking references can we call back here? But when you were all in the house together, definitely helpful as far as when you're writing, right?
Oh, it was awesome, man, because, you know, we'd rap, we'd still be on set, you know, and as everybody likes to do after work, you have some beers, sit on the step, be like, yo, what else do you, what's hitting for you? What else do you want to do for Workaholics and everything?
And then I'm sure as the way, like you said, like when Ty Buttle and things come up, like some of the best ideas or for a story for an episode or just a joke, you're just hanging out and then something funny happens because of you guys being buddies and you're like, fuck, then you can start being like, oh man, that'd be funny on the show, right?
Exactly. You're like, oh, that'd be just a great like runner, dude. Great like the fedora thing, you know.
That's where the chemistry and just, I mean, and what an advantage to then be like, that'd be funny on the show, and then oh cool, and we have a show to do
Let's do that tomorrow.
Like that's not what Sandler is. Where Sandler's like. A guy, he's like, man, I was at the post office today, and the guy, he forgot my mail, and then his boy can be like, you could do a movie about that, and then he can fucking call up.
Yeah,
Sony and go, so the guy loses his mail.
Yeah,
and then you find it.
Right. All right.
Nick Swartzen's balls are delivered the next day.
Yep. Yeah.
And who's the voice?
Tony Danza.
What's up, world? I'm balls.
Interrupting Tony Danza makes a comeback. What's up, interrupting Tony
Devin
Danza?
Devin Danza. That's who it's all about, man.
Dude, you remember that?
Yeah.
I was on my episode of Workaholics.
That's right.
And I got into it. And, dude, that was fucking so fun, man.
Devin Danza.
Oh yeah, that's they go, dude. That was amazing because I, what happened? So we were riffing a little bit when we were in line, and then you said, "I'm just gonna guess your name's Chad."
Right.
And then like, actually it's Devin, bro.
Yeah.
Which to me was like another name yeah. that right. like, would be that guy.
Sure.
Or Trent or...
Yeah.
And then
I think you just drop that Tony yeah, Danza.
Don't fuck with Tony Danza's cousin.
And then I was
he's so brilliantly,
away.
Dude. Walking away, totally yeah. improvised, just turns around and goes, Devin Danza? Which yeah. was that, dude? The fucking, I almost
it
lost
works.
It. That was perfect, dude.
The name works, man.
Well, I mean, you could tell you guys have fun on the show. Yeah. And I think that's, I mean, people think they're hanging out with their buddies.
Yeah.
There's so many characters in that show, and they're so relatable to real life. Everyone knows someone that's like someone on the show,
yeah.
or multiple people in many cases. So, and it's really cool to see that success story where it's like, yeah, we're some friends. We had a dream. We just started doing shit, and now we're living in the Hollywood Hills, banging supermodels.
Yeah, absolutely.
Dude, with as much fucking tomato cum as you want, bro.
Absolutely, man.
They just back the truck up when yeah. once you have a show on Comedy Central.
It yeah. is fucking inspiring, though, man. Like you guys, comics talk about that all the time about with you guys because it's like, you know, like Comedy Central did take a chance mm-hmm. on people who weren't. You know, hadn't established themselves.
No,
yet.
We weren't tested at all.
And dude, it's like, and to get the chance, and then to capitalize on it, and to like sustain it, man. It's like, dude, it inspires a lot of people, man.
Yeah,
not
man.
To get all fucking no, Dr. Phil no, and Oprah.
Can we talk about tomato cum again? It's getting yeah. kind of emotional.
We appreciate the love, and you know, we're having fun doing it. We're gonna do it for as long as we want.
Wow!
Can you imagine doing 20 seasons?
Kind of, yeah.
You would come up, I mean, with, I think you just, you rise to the occasion. If they were just like,
yeah,
you know, we're picking you up for fucking whoever that is at Comedy Central.
Season 52.
Season yeah. 52.
Oh, boy. Here we go again. Well, boys. Let's
now your grandson works yeah, at the same exactly. same agency as you.
Or maybe there's a whole episode with you adopt a kid and then he's on exactly. Tinder. Like everything we've talked
it.
About. You could go back and listen to this podcast.
Exactly.
And just basically plug it into the
it's
show.
All, it's all ideas.
It's all there.
If you haven't been watching Workaholics, first of all, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Yeah.
Go watch
Get your life
it.
Together.
Yeah.
Get your life together. Watch some
Get out of that Denny's. You yeah. can eat there
fun.
Anytime.
Yeah. yeah.
Go
Check
home. Is there already a set date for the new season?
I don't know the okay. exact date. I just know we're back in January. I'm right. sure you'll see tons of fucking
just stay up to date
lower
on Comedy
thirds
Central. Yeah.
and all that shit across the bottom.
They don't
of
spare. That's awesome. The fucking your face has got. I mean, dude, Funny
yeah.
or Die. Like all of it's just
oh, yeah.
every aspect of where comedy you want to find it. You guys
yeah.
are popping up.
You'll know when we're back for sure, and I'll tweet about it. And I'm sure you'll. It'll be good.
And boardteenager.com?
Yes, check it out. Buy some t-shirts. They're fun. And you can now we're in a couple of select Pac Sun stores. So
fuck yeah.
Go to the
there
mall
you
and
go.
Pick
some
up.
I purchased yeah. things from there.
Yeah, yeah. I did too in my younger years.
yeah.
Now I'm back.
Hey, Pac Sun, I'm back.
And if you order 10 t-shirts from boardteenager.com, yeah. when you open the box, it will queef at you.
Yeah, absolutely. I will pack it with one of my signature.
One of my signature
country queefs.
That's going to be your Ben and Jerry's flavor,
yeah,
my friend.
Absolutely.
By the way, that's the password for farmers.com is country queefs.
Country queefs.
Yeah.
Ooh.
well, good shit. Follow Blake on Twitter.
At Uncle Blazer.
At
yes.
Uncle Blazer. Watch Workaholics. Catch up on the old seasons. Buy stuff from his clothing line. Let's keep let's keep fuel in this man's patriotic Jeep.
Yeah, you're yes. not doing it for Blake. You're doing it for America.
You're doing
God
it for
it.
America.
Damn right.
Blake, thank you so much for coming.
Thank you.
Friend.
Thank you, guys. It's really been fun.
You were great.
Thanks.
It was a blast.
Thanks.
All right. Want to go smoke a bowl?
I would, actually. That'd be great.
All right. We're going to go smoke a bowl, and see you guys later.
Bye.
Brad, by the way, hi. He's going to sing the entire soundtrack from Five Goes West.
Hi-ho!
No, that's Seven Dwarfs, right?
Oh, yeah. There are no cats in America.
Wow, you are good.
If you like listening to comedy, try watching it on the internet. The folks behind the Sideshow Network have launched a new YouTube channel called Wait For It. It's got interviews with comedians like Reggie Watts, Todd Glass, Liza Schlesinger, Schlesinger, I've been friends with her for 10 years, one of the funniest people out there, and I still have a hard time with the last name, Liza. Our very own Owen Benjamin, that's me, takes you on a musical journey down internet rabbit holes and much more. You don't have to wait any longer. Just go to youtube.com/waitforitcomedy. There's no need to wait for it anymore because it's here and it's funny.
and I love you.